to learn to open ourselves to spirit, to let that consciousness that was in Jesus Christ be in us also, so that we can move through this earth plane doing the work and the will of spirit. And guess what? When we do that, what happens? The universe opens for us, and all is well in our world. So, once again, I want to say good morning. I want to start with a scripture from Psalms, because we're about to go into the, well, we have another week, but we're about to go into our Labor Day weekend, and I want to bring you a message about labor. So I want to start with Psalms 127 and 1, and it reads, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it." Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Now, I want to give you some background on this scripture, some metaphysical background. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity, in the Revealing Word, he wrote this metaphysical meaning of Lord. So Lord is the activity of the spiritual I am as the ruling consciousness. The Lord God of the scriptures is Christ, the spiritual us. Our divine consciousness, the creative power within us, is the Lord. Lord is one, oneness of thought and purpose in the individual, as well as Lord being one presence, one power within you. The omnipotent good, which man, or, well, let me translate this, which persons must know and consider in our contact with the world without. The principle of oneness controls life. And you know, when you think about oneness, when you think about being connected, when you think about no separation between me, you, and God, or Jesus Christ, or any of that, it makes a difference, doesn't it, how you go about your day? Because I don't know about you, but I want to represent. I want people, when I pass by, to say, "Ooh, there's something about her." I want my Christ to be shining on the outside as well as inside. Don't you? That's why we come. We're coming here to learn how to let our Christ shine and explode out into the universe. You know, when that happens, all that stuff that's stirred up, it begins to settle down, because through the Christ with us, we have the power to not give our power away to chaos. Yeah. Except the Lord build the house, takes on a different meaning, doesn't it? When you think of Lord as being that spiritual activity within you, they labor in vain that built it. Okay, often we go through this human experience struggling, forgetting whom we belong to, forgetting the resources that we inherit from within, forgetting the underlying principle of being. And when we hear the word labor, what do we think about? Working hard, don't we? We think about physical work, physical exertion, effort for getting the resources we inherit from within. That will set us up for running around and all that happens out here in the world. But when we remember, when we take time to learn, when we take time to find where our support comes from, we begin to navigate all that stuff, don't we? We begin to put it in the proper perspective. We begin to turn all that chaos and all those happenings and all those news stories around and look at them from a different perspective. And that different perspective is a higher state of consciousness. It's your connection. In you is something that is divine. That's the flip side. The flip side is that deep embedded in us is a spiritual aspect that precedes any physical labor. Yeah, let that soak in. In you is that will precede any physical labor that you may have to be engaged in. We talk a lot about consciousness in our studies. What's consciousness? All that we're aware of, all that we know. We can accomplish so much more when we take time to connect with the spirit within, when we take time to connect with God, when we take time to know what we are in this whole scope of the universe. We're spiritual beings first and foremost. And guess what? This human experience can be a wonderful thing to behold when we see it through the eyes of our Christ within. When we take time to love one another, when we take time to be kind to one another, to choose the words that I say to you and that we say to one another, to choose words that build you up, that support you, that spread peace and joy and love in the world. And yes, it's a possibility. Think of it, it's possible for us to live in a world of peace. But you know, just like when it rains and it's the torrential downpours, just like that happens, it takes us one at a time coming together in our oneness. It takes us spreading that love and vibrations. You might not say it because someone's day might not be all rosy and fuzzy. But don't let them bring you down to their path. We're here to lift them up to ours. And I don't mean going out here preaching and promoting and saying a bunch of words. I mean, letting yourself be an essence of love. Enfold yourself in those thoughts. Enfold yourself in thoughts of peace. You know, you may think that that's not going to work. But I believe in energy. I believe in vibrations. I believe that the spirit within us is energy. I believe God is not a person way up here. I believe God is that energy within me that upholds me and sustains me when I let it. You ever have times when you say, whoa, I want to do it my way. I don't want to do that. Open your hearts and your minds. Just think of the difference if before you get caught up in all the day's activity, hold this thought. Try this week. I'm giving you homework early. Hold this thought. Before your feet even hit the ground, while you're still laying there trying to snuggle under those covers, knowing you need to be up a half hours ago, try this thought. I live and move and have my being in God. I live and move and have my being in God. Simple. I live and move and have my being in the essence of all that is God. As you lay there, what does that mean? Peace, love, zeal, wisdom. All that you need to make it through the day. Our body is a temple of the living God. And that is a labor of love that we want to grow. We want to nurture it. We want it to sprout out and to stand tall. We have some roses out in front of our building, and when there was lack of water for those roses, they kind of looked wilted. And we have one blessed soul that took on the task of watering those roses when there was no rain. And guess what? They were being nurtured. I said, well, I'll do my part. I'll talk to them from my window. And they were being nurtured. They were being fed. And they were standing tall, and they looked beautiful when you come around the corner. And just like we can nurture a plant life, we can do so with ourselves. And speaking of nurturing plant life, somebody gave me a plant. I don't know what it is, but it really needs some prayer work.
All the plants.
And they said, I know you have a lot of plants at home, so could you take this and see what you... I don't even recognize what it is. I should have took a picture of it. Maybe somebody here would know what it is. But every day I go and talk to that plant. And I said, okay, we're going to prove that you have that spirit within you to grow and to stand up. And I water it. And I talk to it. And I said, okay, I'm not going to give you water for a few days now because I've given you so much. I don't want you to get overloaded. I want you to grow. And just as I'm saying this, yes, that's how I talk to all my plants at home. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to take a before picture so I can show you all. And then I'm going to take a picture in a few months because I know that within all life is that spirit to grasp hold of the nourishment. And to thrive and to grow just like that, that's a labor of love. You can do that for people around you. Speak to them. Not necessarily, like I say, don't preach to them or they're going to reject you. But just speak to them and show them some warmth. In growing, we want to become consciously aware that in everything, we do it from the Christ consciousness, from the Christ mind. To labor in vain is wandering in the wilderness. It's to remain in chaos. not being able to connect the dots. Anybody have those puzzle books where you connect the dots and you didn't know what it was going to turn out to be until you begin to connect the dots? That's our lives. We've gone through so much not knowing how precious we are. We have no idea what that picture is going to look like. But as we begin to connect the dots, we begin to connect with the Master Builder. We begin to shape and mold our lives. But we have to take time to consult our spirits within, to nourish them, to let them grow. Laboring in vain is running around in this experience called life, feeling lost and helpless. Anybody, I hope no one here is there. No. No. Feeling lost and helpless. Worried about everything. You know anybody worried about everything? Everything that passes by them, there's worry. Yeah. Worried about everything and trying to fix everything from a human point of view. Yeah. We are here to be expressions of the divine. Divine energy wants to move through us to create a world that works for all. Charles Fillmore, Unity co-founder, in Mysteries of John wrote, "God is always seeking to awaken our very soul to His mighty presence. He thus expands the consciousness, offering us an opportunity to fully and perfectly express Him." Don't you want that? We know how we can attain it. By being the observer in our lives, by watching those thoughts that tear down and not build up, things will still happen. Because sometimes when I talk to people, they'll say, "Oh, well, you're looking out of rose-colored glasses. Life isn't like that." Well, yes, things are going to still happen, but guess what? You will rise in consciousness because you have taken on the labor of love. You have taken on the labor of turning within. You've taken on the labor of learning this truth. And not only learning it, going out and doing it, practicing it, using it. That's our fifth principle, isn't it? Not only to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. So we want to build our lives on solid rock, right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to be the highest expression of divine spirit that we can be, right?
Yes.
We want to walk the talk and to be good laborers of truth, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ showed us the way. He went about His work healing and teaching. When He saw that the people were suffering and hungry for truth, He fed them. As people approach you, you can tell when they're hungry. You can tell when they're in need of just having a word of kindness spoken to them. That's our labor, to be promoters of this truth. That's our work. Matthew 9:37 reads, Jesus said to His disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." We want to grow that that group of laborers don't. And we want to join them. We want to be a part of that. We want to promote walk, talk, truth. And when we express truth, guess what? You will not be laboring in vain. Words will go forth, vibrations will go forth, and they'll grasp and take hold and will nurture them so those roots will grow, and soon we'll have a whole field of laborers coming together in oneness for a common good, blessing all of our universe, not just some people, but all of our universe. So, let's take some time, let's begin our time of prayer, because more than the words I can speak, you making that inner connection is where you're going to grow, is where you're going to feel it, is where you're going to go out from this chapel today and vibrate peace and harmony. So let's begin by affirming the Lord's Prayer first and foremost together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And so take a deep breath. And I invite you in this moment to just breathe, inhale and exhale, until you feel yourself letting go of all that stuff that may have brought you in here this morning. Until you feel yourself letting go of all the distractions and confusion and noise. Breathing in and breathing out, prayer centers us, it grounds us, it touches our hearts and minds. It encourages us to be the best presence of the Christ that we can be. And as we settle into this inward journey, we know that we're seeking to cultivate a consciousness of the Christ. However, we are reminded not to be anxious about anything. There is a peace that transcends all understanding. As we make this inward journey, we are reminded that we are not alone. We can never be alone. Nothing can separate us from the presence and power and love of God. So in this moment, breathing in and breathing out, moving deeper within from the head, the seat of intellect, down into our hearts. In this moment, we know it is safe to surrender. In this moment, we know it is safe to let go. In this moment, we can say, not our will, but your will, Holy Spirit. And we embrace this moment. This moment where we step in our inner chamber and immediately our beings are flooded with love. And as we step over that threshold, immediately our being is flooded with peace and tranquility. And so we take a few moments. We take a few moments and connect in the quiet. We take a few moments all and absorb all that has been prepared for us in this time of solitude. Right here. Right now, in the quiet. And in the quiet, we give thanks for all the gifts we have just received. The gift of love that embraces. The gift of peace that enfolds. The gift of serenity that is ours right here, right now. And in this knowing and in this understanding, we know right here, right now, in this moment, that the Lord built this house. This body, this mind, this heart, this spirit. And we are grateful. So we thank you, dear God. We thank you for the awareness of prayer, for the awareness of turning within, for the awareness of knowing what we are. And that what, which is spirit, allows us to build this life that is who we are. And for this and all things, dear God, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so. And so it is, and so we let it unfold, not only just in our lives, but in our universe. Amen. So I invite you this week to make a commitment to set aside additional. I know we already are prayerful people. We have our morning worships and so on and so forth. But I want you to take additional time each day to to connect with your indwelling spirit, to listen and to grow in knowing and understanding. And in your insert, there's some affirmations that may help you along with this. And I love this. It says, with each beat of my heart, I relax into peace. This is going to be handy as we go through the next few months. With each beat of my heart, I relax into peace. Let's affirm that together. With each beat of my heart, I relax into peace. And hold those vibrations. Know that to be a truth for you. And now we want it to be a truth for someone else. I want you to visualize or pull up in your mind someone who you know is still running around anxious and locked into the chaos. I want you to bring them to mind, and if we're good visualizers, see them standing right before you. And let's affirm this for them together. With each beat of your heart, you relax into peace. And see them surrounded in the vibrations of those words. Let's say it again. With each beat of your heart, you relax into peace. And know that these words are going forth and touching them in this moment right now. And now, as a sense of community for our universe, for all beings, let's affirm this together for them. For us, together, with each beat of our hearts, we relax into peace. Know that to be a truth for you. Let's affirm it one more time. With each beat of our hearts, we relax into peace. And as you go about your week, anything that occurs, take a moment, settle into this. With each beat of my heart, I relax into peace. Yes, bless you.